we were talking, Dr. Code, about the shopping, and you were telling me that your family went in to shop once a year because it was connected with the cotton. You said they picked the cotton and they sold it that time.
Right.
All right. Could you tell me again now, what did they actually buy that year, that once a year?
They bought our school clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Shoes and school clothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
That was about it. Now, what kind of clothing did your family own? I mean, did you have work clothes?
We had work clothes and dress clothes.
Both?
Both.
Okay. Did your mother or anybody in the family make any of those clothes, or did you buy them all?
My mother made the girl's dresses.
Uh-huh. Did she make any underwear? Some of the mothers made underwear.
Yeah, made underwear.
Uh-huh.
Didn't make pants, but we had a lady in the community who made pants for us.
Oh, she did. So you really and truly did not have to wait all year.
No.
You bought, there were other clothes that were made for you during the year, either by your mother or by this lady in the area. Right. Okay. Did the family raise all your food, pretty much? Did you have, a garden beside your
garden.
Farm?
We had a garden, yeah.
Did you raise just about everything that you needed to eat?
Yes. We even raised wheat.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we raised wheat, thrash it, and carry it to the mill to have it ground.
Oh.
And the flour. And corn for corn meal.
Right. Did you not only raise that for your own family, did you sell any of the wheat? The grain or
sold
anything?
Sold some wheat, yeah.
Uh-huh. Now.
And sold some corn.
Okay. So you actually sold some of those things.
If we raised more than we needed to carry us, then we sold it.
So they became marketable crops,
right,
too.
Right,
besides the cotton, right, and that kind of thing. When I was talking about a garden, did you raise, vegetables and things that you could eat?
We raised all the vegetables we eat. Uh-huh.
Did you have any livestock?
Yes.
Chickens?
Yeah.
What kind of livestock did you have?
Chicken, hogs, cows.
Uh-huh. So you got your own milk, too?
Own milk and butter.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
And when you had to buy things, you said you shop once a year, but did you ever buy in between any staples, or did you pretty much buy your staples then?
No, we bought staples.
Uh-huh. By staples, what were those things?
Flour, rice. Those were two main things we bought.
Did you ever buy coffee or sugar or any of those things?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
We made our own sugar, though.
Oh, you made your sugar?
Yeah, we made our, we planted sugar cane and made some of it thick and returned the sugar when fall come.
Uh-huh. So you actually had some of your sugar.
We had all our sugar.
Yeah, and even though you raised wheat, you still bought some flour, I know.
Bought some flour, yeah.
Yeah, because I guess it wasn't quite enough.
Right.
But did you buy things like coffee or
tea
and stuff?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Not tea,
because you all didn't drink tea.
We drank tea. We made our tea.
Well, you made your
from
tea.
From sassafras.
That's marvelous. So that's how you did that. Now, did you ever buy those things in between the year shopping, or was there a place closer to go to, or was that done the one time?
It was done periodically as you ran out of certain food.
Mm-hmm.
You could go to town and buy that. But that's quite a few times.
Right, and who would do that?
My dad.
He would go, and he would go in the horse and buggy again?
Yes.
And he primarily did all the shopping.
All the shopping,
then.
Yeah.
When you said you went to town to buy these things, the once a year, what was the name of the town?
That's Pinewood.
Pinewood.
Yeah. We went to Pinewood and Sumter. Sumter for the thing you couldn't get in Pinewood.
Right.
Pinewood just a little shopping center almost.
Right. What kinds of stores did you shop in? What were the stores like? Were they big stores with everything in them, or what?
Yes, you had everything in them, but they prepared your grocery list while you were there. It wasn't like it is now, that you had all things prepared.
Right. You came in with a list, and they went and got the items for you while you waited and looked around.
Right.
Okay. So, So you pretty much went to one store, or did you go to two or three stores? Or were there how many stores were available?
I guess 8 or 10 stores.
Well, there were. You did have choices. You didn't
Sumter.
You didn't have to go to just one.
There
were several stores.
Oh, no.
Were all these stores owned by white?
Sumter by the side of Seneca.
Oh, Sumter was about the size of, then was about the size of Seneca now.
And a lot of shopping area.
Oh, a big shopping area. Were all these stores owned by whites, or did anybody? White. All whites.
Yeah.
So black and white both shopped in them, I guess. Right. Right. Okay. Did you all make your own furniture, or did you buy that?
Bought the furniture.
And were there furniture stores there in Sumter, or did you go elsewhere?
Yeah, the furniture store.
Uh-huh. What kind of furniture did you have in the log cabin? What were some of the pieces that you had?
Safe.
By safe, you mean like a pie safe?
The what?
Pie safe. What we call a pie safe, a storage cabinet?
Storage cabinet with a screen wire.
Oh, the screen wire.
Screen it, yes.
Did that have, and they had cupboards in it, had drawers in it, right? I mean,
no, it had shelves in it.
Shelves in it is what I meant to say. Shelves in it.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So you had a safe with shelves and a screen wire. And what other thing? You had a really large family. Did you have a big, big table?
Yes. With a big table.
Mm-hmm. Did someone make the table, or is that something y'all bought?
No, the table was made, as I recall.
Oh, made in the family, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, someone did make it. Do you have any idea who?
No, but we had a man there that you could do that.
Oh, in your community, in your area, actually did make furniture, like tables.
Make furniture, yeah. Uh-huh. He can make beds, anything.
Oh, good. Did he make your bedsteads and things, too?
I don't really need all of them, but he did make beds.
But he did make?
Yeah, did it for a living.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so he was a furniture man, a carpenter.
Right.
Oh, yeah, made furniture. How about your chairs? Were those bought or made?
Chairs were bought.
Mm-hmm.
But they were bought with two, not this end, just frame.
Frame chair.
Yeah, and you made your bottom.
Right. Oh, I see.
And my mother could make bottom out of shuck, what we call straw bottom chair out of shuck.
Oh, yes, those are beautiful.
And cane peeling, that sort of thing.
So she did caning and made these straw bottom chairs.
Right.
And she did that.
She did that.
Oh, okay.
And she could do it.
Mm. Now, that's real art.
Yes, you can do it just like the Baldwin.
Just like who? Just like the Baldwin.
Yeah.
Did she ever sell any of these to anybody?
No.
She kept all these.
Yeah, she bought them, made them for the family use.
Right. Do you have any of these still around?
No.
No, they're long gone. But,
right.
But she made them all for the family.
Family, yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. Did anyone else in the family make furniture or do anything like that?
No.
Did you have, do you have any furniture or oak baskets or tools or quilts or anything that was made in the community still in the possession of your family?
I have one quilt.
Well, you have a quilt.
I think I have one quilt. Susan? And we got a patch quilt made out of suit sample.
Suit sample.
Yeah, sample cloth for you that you order suits out of.
Oh, when you order suits and they send you all the sample of the suits,
little sample
the little
like
tea
that.
Sample.
My mother put them together and made quilt.
She did.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine.
I have one here, but I think it's covered over.
Oh, you mean someone covered it over the suit sample cloth?
Yeah, that's right.
Recovered it. I was trying to find the word. So it's been recovered.
Yeah. So you can't see the patch anymore.
Oh, poo. That's what I'd want to see. Do you have that in the house somewhere, do you think?
I don't know. Susan?
No, Susan thinks not.
Okay.
I was just curious. That would be a great thing to have. Were any of the older members of your family, as far as you remember, have special talents, such as were any of them musicians or singers?
No.
They play a musical instrument or anything?
I had a brother played very well.
Oh, what did he play?
Guitar and mouth organ.
Which brother was that?
Willie.
Willie played both of those instruments?
Yeah.
Did he teach himself?
Yes.
Okay. And he really could play well.
He really could play.
Did he sing with the guitar or did just play?
Sing and play.
Oh, he could sing too?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. What about preachers? Were any preachers in your family known to be good preachers?
I'm a good preacher, but I had a brother that preached, Willie.
Uh-huh.
Preach.
Oh, this same brother was also a preacher.
Yeah, right. Turned out to be a preacher later.
Uh-huh. He became a preacher.
Yeah. But so far as preaching my family, I came from a background of preachers.
Lots of preachers in your
family. A lot of preachers in my family.
Uh-huh.
Still are.
So you'd say in your family there were preachers before and still,
yes.
Still preachers still in your family. Yeah. Any particular, no, I wouldn't, reason is not the right word, but is it just a heritage, something that just seems to...
I don't know what promoted them to preach. I really don't know.
But you have a lot of background in your family.
Yeah, yeah. I live with my first cousin.
Uh-huh.
My father's first cousin, who was presiding elder in the AME church.
Uh-huh. Your first cousin presided over the AME church?
AME church, yes.
Where was that?
Sumter.
Oh, okay. And he was a preacher too then?
Right.
Okay. And when was this?
I left him, must have been in 1929.
Okay, so you lived with him when you were fairly young then?
Yeah, 7th grade through 12.
Oh, I see. Well, we'll be talking about that because that'll get some of your schooling in. We'll want to talk about that. What about talents as craftsmen? Well, you just told me that your mother was very good at doing the chair bombs. Was anybody else, was there something else she could do? She obviously quilted because you said she made quilt. Were there any other needle workers or craftsmen in your family besides your mom?
No, not at all.
Okay. But she did do
that. My mother could sew also.
That's right, because you said she sewed dresses. She made
the girls clothes, yeah.
Because she was a good seamstress as well as being a quilt maker.
Right.
And made the... So it sounds as if she was very talented in that direction. Do you remember hearing any older members of your family talking about hard times or good times that happened before you were born?
Hard time when they were making 50 cents a day.
Mm-hmm.
Those were hard times.
Right. What about floods or tornadoes or other disasters? Did they ever mention
that? They had an earthquake.
Oh, you did?
They had an earthquake when my mother was a girl.
Oh. When she was small, it was an earthquake. Do you remember her saying anything about it?
Yeah, she told us about that often.
Was it scary or?
Yes, it was.
Anybody die or?
No. The thing got dark.
Just got very dark and frightened her,
right.
I suppose. But well, she wasn't hurting anyone?
No.
Okay. Do you know how old she was when this happened?
No, I don't, but she was good.
Mm-hmm. What about illnesses? Do you remember the flu epidemic of 1917, 1918?
Yes. Yes, almost everybody had the flu. Everybody had the flu in my house but myself.
No kidding. You're the only one.
I was about 8-10 years old. I guess.
Who took care of everyone?
I did.
You did as a little boy?
What little cooking to be done, I did it.
Oh, my goodness. So you cooked for everybody that was ill?
Yeah, I had to take care of my parents. But I never had the flu.
You never got it. I've talked to more people who have said that they were... Everybody was sick, but there was always one or two people who were well.
Look, right, so I had to go to town and get... I never hitched up a horse before that time. But I had to hitch up the horse and hitch it to the buggy and go to town and get groceries. Never. And I had a man called Dr. Baxley. My father would send me there. And I'd just be able to listen and go there and get groceries. He didn't charge me a penny. He charged it, but I didn't pay anything.
Right. It was on credit for you.
That's right.
You were the one that had to go.
That's right. He credited us for the whole time. My father was sick, mother was sick, and never said a word about money until he got well.
And how long a period was this? How long was everybody sick?
Sal, I really don't know at the term of month, but it was a long time before they got well enough for the flu to be able to do their own work.
Right. So this went on more than just a week.
This was weeks. Yeah. Weeks, yeah.
So that's why you really had to do all these things.
Right.
So here you were only a small boy, and you went and got all these groceries by mule, I guess. You said you hitched up the mule.
Yeah.
Was it 21 miles that you had to
go? No. That's just about 2 miles.
Oh, just 2 miles to Mr. Baxley. What was his name?
Baxley.
Mr. Baxley.
H.L. Baxley.
H.L. Baxley. Was he white or?
White.
Right. Okay. Did anybody come and help you at all? Or did a doctor come?
Doctor would come once in a while, but see, the doctor only had one doctor in the little town.
Right.
And he had to serve the whole community in horse and buggy.
Mm.
So it took him for weeks to get around.
Right.
But when he got around, he came to visit us.
What did they give him? Was there anything they could do?
Yeah, they gave him medicine.
Uh-huh,
uh-huh. I don't know what it was, but they gave him medicine.
What did you feed him? What were they able to eat when they were that sick?
Most of it soup.
Mm-hmm. What kind of soup did you make, Dr. Code?
Well, made chicken soup and beef stew. Stuff
my
like that.
Goodness. Did you know how to make this? You just had remembered watching your mother?
Watching my mother.
Uh-huh. For heaven's sake. That was a real education for you.
Yes, it was.
Did you go
taught me to be independent.
Did you know how to light the fire and take?
Oh, yeah, do that.
Where did you cook this meal? Because you had a kitchen outside of the house.
Yes.
And did you cook all this in an iron pot or something? Or was there a stove? Or what kind of facilities?
We had a stove, but you had big iron pots, too,
mm-hmm.
with a lid on
them. Ah.
And the iron lid, you could put coal on top of the lid. Well, not coal now, but hot air.
Coal.
Yeah, we didn't have coal, so we burned oak logs in the fireplace,
right.
And took that live coal and put it on top of that top.
Oh, the live coals from the wood.
Oh, wood, yeah.
So you had a fire in the fireplace.
And it could bake like that.
And you put the pan and the pot in there, and then you put the live coals
on top,
and that would cook it faster.
That's right.
Oh, okay. So, and that's how you made your soup?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Did you cut up the meat and do the vegetables and everything?
Yeah.
Can you remember anything about it you'd like to tell? I mean, are there...
No, I don't remember how it was done.
Uh-huh.
Except my mother could talk, and she would tell me what to do.
Right. She'd say, Alan, now do this, or cut up this. or this is how you do it, or something like
right.
that.
I'd go to bed, she could tell me what to do.
I see.
I could do that, and got by the meal. Hmm. After so many days, I could do it no more.
Oh, yeah, well, then you didn't have to
right.
take directions.
Right.
You were able. Did you vary the menu? And it was pretty much soup and beef stew, I guess.
Right.
Did you make them any kind of a breakfast, too, or?
Eggs, bacon.
Mm-hmm.
We had our own meat.
Right. But while they were sick, you couldn't give them eggs and bacon, could you?
Yeah. But,
oh, they did? They ate eggs and bacon in the flip? Good grief.
Sure did.
Oh, geez. So you were really a cook.
Well, I hadn't cooked since.
That did you in.
Right.
You're not that crazy about cooking since then, huh? When you look back, what kind of experience was it? You said you thought it made you independent? What
well,
else?
It did.
Uh-huh.
Because after my first wife died, I stayed here 2-3 years without marrying again. Didn't have anybody in here to do it for me. So I did it all.
Mm.
From what I learned way back.
Right. So you had to cook for them, but I guess you had to sort of change the bed or keep them covered and that kind of thing for them, too, and keep the house sort of straight.
Yeah.
How many people were in the house sick? I have to ask you that.
Mother, father, two girls, I know, and one young man.
Uh-huh. Okay, so this was a brother and two sisters.
Two sisters.
Right, and do you remember any of the symptoms? What the...
Flu?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was a painful thing.
Uh-huh.
Very painful, like our pneumonia.
Oh, my.
And they couldn't be exposed to anything. It weakened them down so they couldn't get around.
Did you have to keep the house warm or anything?
Yeah.
What time of year was this, anyway?
Huh?
What time of year did this happen? Was it in the winter or
the
spring?
What?
Was in the winter.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like January or February or around Christmas?
I don't know, but it was in the winter.
Was in the winter.
Yeah.
You remember that because you remember you had to wear warm clothing, probably.
Right.
Okay, and keep the house warm
right.
for them. During this time, were you able to do anything else? I mean, were you pretty just busy taking care of them? What about the farm? Well, of course, winter, the crops don't grow.
Well, in the winter time, you didn't have much farming to do.
Right.
plow your crop in, and that, and you were through with that until spring.
But you had to take care of all the livestock, didn't you?
Yeah.
During that time, because nobody else could.
No.
Because you had all the responsibility of everything. That was quite an experience for a young boy.
Yes, it was.
It really was. Is there anything more about that that you might want to say? I don't want to brush over that incident too fast. I may not be asking you the right questions.
I can't think of anything important.
Okay. And there was just the one doctor. Oh, was the one doctor who came around, was he white?
White.
He was white.
Yeah, there were no black doctors.
Yeah, right. And at that time, it hit everybody in the community then.
Right.
Whites and blacks and everyone. Did any members of your family serve in World War I, to your recollection?
Yes. Both my older brothers.
Oh, both John and Hamilton that we've mentioned before.
Yeah.
And what did they do and where did they go?
Hamilton was in Virginia somewhere, if you. Where at Fort Dix?
It's in Virginia. It's
near
Petersburg, I think.
He was at Fort Dix.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Fort Dix is in New Jersey.
New Jersey?
Yeah.
Okay, and my other brother, the older Johnny, was inducted from Columbia.
Oh, Columbia, South Carolina.
Right.
Yeah.
All the way he served.
Uh-huh. Did either one of them go overseas?
No.
They neither did.
Neither.
They were both in the Army, though, not the Navy.
Yeah.
I think Fort Dix is in New Jersey, not Virginia. Okay, so they both were in the Army, but they didn't go overseas, so they didn't see any action over there, thank goodness. So they weren't hurt or anything.
No.
Did the service affect their lives in any way?
No, I don't know.
Right, okay. What church denomination did your family belong to, or does your family belong to, I should say?
They did belong to what they call the AME Church, African Methodist Episcopal Church.
Right. This would be your parents?
Yeah. And children.
And children.
Yeah.
All of you were AME.
AME.
Right.
Grandparents, too.
Grandparents were before.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that the church they had always attended?
Always
the
attended.
AME?
Yeah.
Now, is your family attending something else now? Are you still going to?
No. I'm a United Methodist.
Oh, you're a United Methodist now. You go to St. James?
St. James.
Right.
But I don't think any of the other United Methodists, because there were no United Methodists down in my section.
Right.
Or wasn't at that time.
At that time, everybody was AME.
AME or AMEZ or RMUE.
I know what AME and AMEZ are, but I don't know what our
Reformed Methodist Episcopal Church.
Okay, that's RMEC.
Yeah.
Reformed Methodist Episcopal Church. That was new to me. I'm also Methodist.
United Methodist.
Yeah, St. Mark.
Yeah.
Okay, so the family was pretty much Methodist, whether it be
Methodist.
And it was AME back then. Okay, did anyone in your family ever belong to a different denomination?
No. Yes, I have a nephew, a grandson now.
Mm-hmm.
Belongs to the Pentecostal Church.
Yeah, that's present time, but no one back before the
1920s. No.
Right, okay. Who was the minister of your church when you were little? When you were going, do you remember his name?
Yeah, Reverend G.L. Benbow.
Benbow, B-E-N-B-O-W?
B-E-N-B-O-W.
Uh-huh.
Benbow. P.S. Mosley. Reverend O.A. Parker.
So you had three that you remember.
I remember,
you were growing up.
Yeah.
Benbow and
Mosley
and Parker. And were they all in this? And what was the name of your church?
Antioch AME Church.
And where was it located?
A mile out of Remini.
This was in Remini.
Yeah.
Was this near Pinewood, too?
7 miles from
Pinewood. 7 miles from Pinewood.
Right.
Now, all these ministers, did they live nearby? Or did they have a parsonage?
They had a parsonage.
They all had a parsonage.
Right.
Would they live in the same parsonage? Well, taking turns, did they live in the same parsonage?
At the same time. But
they succeeded each other.
Right.
Was this a house next to the church?
Next to the church.
Okay, next door or across the street?
No, next door in the churchyard.
Mm-hmm. So they did have a place that they could live supported by the church.
Right, by the church, right.
Okay. Because some of the church denominations, they didn't. Did they have any other employment besides being a preacher?
No.
That was their job.
Full time.
they were paid to be that.
Right.
What about training? Did they have training to become
a priest? Yes, they had training for that day.
I don't understand. What do you mean training for that day?
Well, they both of them finished high school.
Oh, for that time.
For that time, period. Yeah.
Okay. My brain left me. I was thinking for the day.
Yeah.
For that day, for that period, they had training.
Yeah,
right?
Had training. Which was good training for that time.
Right, right.
Right.
Might not be the equivalent of college education that we have today, but oh, no. they did get some kind of preacher training.
Equivalent of a high school.
Probably, yeah, high school training. Okay, but they definitely did have some.
Right.
That was great. Okay. And all three of those ministers that you remember, all those preachers, did have that
high training. High school training, yeah.
Okay. Where were they from? Were they from different places in the area?
Different places.
Uh-huh. And tell me how long each one, how old were you when the who was the first one? Benbow. And what age were you when you had him?
I don't know. I went there to Sunday school and church. I guess I was about 7, 8 years old.
Okay. And what about the next man?
9 years old in the world.
Uh-huh. And the last one?
I was about grown.
Right. That was Moses.
He was also my teacher.
Well, he was your teacher
as well? Yeah, O.A. Parker was my teacher as well.
Okay, Mosley was one you had when you were 9. Now, who was the first one you had? Benbow and who
Benbow,
was the
second? Benbow, P.S. Mosley.
Yes, Mosley.
O.A. Parker.
Okay, Parker was the one that you had that was more your teacher, you
yeah,
said?
Yeah, my teacher.
Was there a school there, too?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Connected with the church?
No, it was public school. But it had
public school, and he was a teacher, too.
He had in the large building.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Oh, I want to hit more on that when we hit education, but that's interesting. So he did do some teaching besides preaching?
Right.
At that time? Okay, so he did do something else, but that's probably because he was talented and they needed him to teach.
Right. He was well-trained, too.
Well-trained,
yeah.
Uh-huh. And what grade did he teach and what age group did he teach?
See, I mean, he taught, I'm not too sure, but I would say 9th and 10th.
Mm-hmm. All the subjects or?
All the subjects.
Everything, yeah. Right? Okay, from math to history to geography, whatever. What other churches were important in your community besides your AME? What other denominations?
Baptist.
Several Baptist church or just one? Or?
Two Baptist churches.
Two. Do you remember their names?
So, what name of the Baptist church out of Pinewood going toward Manly? We went down to a funeral one time.
Shiloh.
Shiloh Baptist Church. Okay.
And the one in town was St. John.
So you had a St. John Baptist in town, in Pinewood, and a Shiloh.
Yeah, Shiloh's in the rural, but
it's a rural one.
It's right out of town.
Okay. Are there any churches that are no longer active that were in that area?
The RNUE Church is not active.
Uh-huh.
At the former United Methodist Episcopal Church.
Right, and that's not active. What was the name of it? Do you remember?
St. James.
St. James RUME, and that's no longer active.
No.
Okay. Did any of these churches, including your own, have cemeteries? Did the Antioch
Academy? No.
Did not have cemeteries. No. Do you remember camp meetings when you were young?
No, I don't. I heard my mother talk about camp meetings. I remember. The first camp meeting I saw was up here.
Up here, by up here, you mean Senate? Okay. Did you go?
Went one day.
One day?
Yeah.
What was the camp meeting? And were you older at that time? How old were you?
Well, I've grown.
You were grown.
I came here as a teacher.
I see. And how old were you then when you came here?
About 20.
About 20.
Yeah.
So you went to one camp meeting here one day.
One day.
And
never went back to another.
Didn't you like it?
No.
What happened? What did they do at the camp meeting?
They were singing and shouting and that sort of thing. But they were drinking a lot of liquor.
Ah.
It was in a wooded area.
Mm-hmm.
Church was in a wooded area called Bethel Grove. And the sheriff came out and arrested hundreds of people. Don't know how many. But they timed a tree and they went carrying over the wall and come back and get over that tied in the tree.
So they were really a carousing, and then they right. were arrested
right.
by the sheriff here, and you said they took them to Walhalla to the county seat?
County seat.
Oh, my goodness.
Came back and got another load like that.
My goodness.
And I never been back to another county.
I don't blame you. I wouldn't go either. So that was not your cup of tea, right?
No, it was.
Well, when your mother had spoken of them, were they different then?
They were different then.
They were more religious.
They had a religious meeting all day.
But these had turned into
corrals.
Yeah, sort of rabble rounds. Right. Parties.
Right.
Sound more like a party than it does a camp meeting. I'm surprised I hadn't heard that about it. Did they have food to eat or anything at all?
What kind of food, but they were selling it.
They were selling the food. Yeah. Right.
Everybody had a little tent.
Uh-huh.
I mean, everybody, a lot of people had a little tent.
Right.
Selling fish and chicken and that sort of thing.
I was going to ask you what kind of foods. Fish and chicken,
anything
else?
Well, they had all the dish, but fish and chicken with the main meat.
Right, that they were serving. Were they charging very much for it?
No, it wasn't much.
Uh-huh.
In those days, which were plenty in those days, about 25 cents a meal. I don't remember what, but about 25 cents a meal, which is good money those times.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And you say this was held in Seneca where?
Bethel Grove.
What time of year was that?
Summertime.
It was in the summer?
Say August.
Uh-huh. And how long would a meeting last? You only went the one day.
My mother talked about it last week. I was just going,